Zechariah chapter 9. The burden of the word of Yahweh in the land of Hadrach and Damascus will be the rest of it. When the eyes of man, like all the tribes of Israel, will be toward Yahweh, and Hamath will also border thereby, Tyrus and Zidon, though it be very wise. And Tyrus did build herself a stronghold, and heaped up silver like dust, and fine gold like the mire of the streets. Understand, Yahweh will throw her out, and he will smite her power in the sea, and she will be devoured with fire. Ashkelon will see it, and fear. Gaza will also see, and be very sorrowful, and Ekron, for her expectation, will be ashamed, and the king will perish from Gaza, and Ashkelon will not be inhabited. And a bastard will dwell in Ashdod, and I will cut off the pride of the Philistines, and I will take away his blood out of his mouth and his abominations from between his teeth. But he who remains, even he, will be for our Elohim, and he will be like a governor in Yehuda and Ekron as a Jebusite. And I will encamp around my house because of the army, because of him that passes by, and because of him who returns, and no oppressor will pass through them any more, for now have I seen with my eyes. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Understand that your king comes to you. He is just, and he is having salvation. He is lowly, and he is riding upon an ass, and upon the colt, the foal of an ass. And I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim, and I will cut off the horse from Jerusalem, and the battle boat will be cut off, and he will speak peace to the heathen, and his dominion will be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, by the blood of your covenant I have sent forth your prisoners out of the pit in which is no water. Turn you to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare I will render double to you. When I have bent Yehuda for me, and filled the bow with Ephraim, and raised up your sons, O Zion, against your sons, O Greece, and made you like the sword of a mighty man, and Yahweh will be seen over them, and his arrow will go forth like the lightning, and the sovereign Yahweh will blow the trumpet and will go with whirlwinds of the south. Yahweh of hosts will defend them, and they will devour and subdue with sling stones, and they will drink and make a noise like as though through wine, and they will be filled like bowls and like the corners of the altar. And Yahweh their Elohim will save them in that day like the flock of his people, for they will be like the stones of a crown lifted up like an ensign upon his land. For how great is his goodness, and how great is his beauty! Corn will make the young men cheerful, and new wine the maids. End of chapter.